On February 8th, Winter Contact Sports in Michigan received the green light from the state of Michigan to resume their seasons, bringing to an end a nearly three-month pause. For parents like James Giacalone, who has two sons that play youth hockey, seeing his kids on the ice helps in the struggle to keep his kids motivated through this pandemic.
It's been very difficult to keep their motivations up to the point where it needs to be for them to really play the game well and frankly have fun.
Social interaction is so important at this age, and they haven't been able to get it at the schools, at least not on a regular basis. And when they couldn't get on the ice with their friends, did you know an attitude difference in your kids?
Yes, big time. Both of them, they have been real bear to deal with at times. The younger one, he doesn't go to school with them. All of his friends are his hockey teammates. And when he's not seeing them, it was hard. It was really difficult for him. You know, with my older one, you know, since he is able to at least go to school on a part-time basis, you know, he could still hook up with some of them. And being that he's a little more mobile because he's 15, that helps. But the social interaction of having a hockey team and that bonding element has really been missing this year.
Zach Willis is the head coach for the Celine Prep team and coaches Giacalone's oldest son. Though the same athletes he had in November are back, he notices a difference in his team.
Oh, absolutely. You can just see it in some of their eyes when you talk to them. They come to the rink and you can see the lacking and just the kind of passion for it. You know they still love the game, but it's, so much has been taken away from them that it's not fair, and you can see it in their eyes. So,
has it forced you to change your expectations out of what you want out of your athletes?
Absolutely. We're never going to expect any less, but you have to change the way you approach some things and keep people motivated and interested in order to keep spirits up.
Do you think the general public understands how hard it is to start a season in November, stop, have nothing to do, and then almost on a hair trigger start again?
No, it's unfathomable for a lot of people, especially in the sports world. We had kids going like I've never seen them go before in the fall, and then we pick back up and it's a complete different athlete, complete different kid. On the ice, off the ice, you can just tell something's changed and something's not right there, but we're working our way back as best as we can.
One of the biggest adjustments for players this season is having to play hockey while wearing a mask.
I mean, when it's dry, it's not bad. Once it gets really wet, then it gets really difficult, but most part is okay.
15-year-old Giuseppe Giacalone is a center on the Celine Prep team, and while the mask has been an adjustment, the bigger hurdle has been the unknowns of this season.
I mean, just like not knowing like if we're actually having a season, like if we're actually going to play tomorrow or like actually have a game this weekend, if it's going to get shut down, resumed. It's just like really hard to plan stuff because you don't really know if we're actually going to be able to do those things.
What do you feel you've lost this season not having a full season?
I mean, you lose a lot of, like, learning abilities, you know, tournaments, team bonding, all that stuff, basically, because, you know, non-normal season, shorter season, all that.
You okay with this solution? Is this better than not playing?
I mean, I'd rather be playing. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Tom Helmer, WEMU News.